Masechet Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. HaKaisei Tavsei Gittin. A cipher that is writing out a number of Gittin to have them available when people come in asking for a get. Zarshe Aniach Makom Ha'ish U'Makom Ha'isha U'Makom Ha'zman. He has to leave blank the place where the Isha and Isha is written in and the place where the date is written in. As a get has to be written L'Shma, that is the title for the get, the main part of the get has to be written with the specific Ish and Isha in mind, so therefore that part of the get he has to leave blank. Stari Milva Zarshe Aniach Makom Hamalva, Makom Halova, Makom Hamoz, U'Makom Hazman. A loan document, a sofer that is writing out a number of loan documents to have them ready when people come in, he has to leave blank the place where the name of the lender and borrower is written in, and the place where the amount of money and the date is written in. Stari Mekach, a sofer that is writing out sale contracts. Stari She'aniach, Makom Halokeach, U'Makom Hamocher, U'Makom Hamoz, U'Makom Hasada, U'Makom Hazman, Bipnei HaTakana. When he writes out these sale contracts, he must leave blank the place where the buyer and seller is written in, and the place where the amount of money is written in, and the type of field is written in, and the date is written in. The reason being, as a get has to be written L'Shma, so therefore you have to leave blank the part where the Isha is written in. And by Staros, even though there is no din that Staros has to be written L'Shma, still the Rabbanan do not allow you to write out the whole star beforehand, so you shouldn't come to write out a whole get before the Ish and the Isha come in asking for it. Mimnei HaTakana, that is going back on the first part of the Mishnah. That which the Rabbanan allowed the Sefer to write most of the get, even before the Ish and the Isha come in asking for it, that's Mimnei HaTakana's Sefer, that the Sefer should have getting available when people come in asking for it. If it wasn't for that Takana, the Rabbanan would not allow the Sefer to write any part of the get beforehand, so the Sefer shouldn't come to write the Makom Ha'ish or Makom Ha'ish beforehand also. Rabbi Yehuda Paisal Bekula. Rabbi Yehuda Paisal's all Gittin and all stars that the Sefer cannot write any of a get or any of a star beforehand in order that he shouldn't come to write the main part of the get beforehand also. Rabbi Elazar Machsher Bekulan Chutz Megitei Nashim Shenemar Bekasav La Lishma. Rabbi Elazar is Machsher all stars that the whole star could be written in beforehand without leaving anything blank, since stars do not have to be written Lishma, except for Gitei Nashim, as the Pasuk says, Bekasav La, and we learn out from this Pasuk that a get has to be written Lishma, and since the get has to be written Lishma, Rabbi Elazar does not allow the sofer to write any part of the get beforehand in order that he shouldn't come to write the main part of the get beforehand also. Masechet Gittin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamevi get v'avad himenu, a shliach that is bringing a get to an isha, and he loses it on the way. Matzo la'alter kasher bin lav pasul. If the shliach finds the get immediately, before any passerby come by, then the get is kasher. We can assume this is the same get that he lost. But if he does not find it until after passerby have gone by, then the get is pasul. Now that which the get is pasul, if he loses it and does not find it right away, that is only if he loses it in a place where there are many passerbys. But if there are not a lot of passerbys in the place that he loses it, then the get is kosher. Or if somebody finds it and there is a clear siman that it is his get, then the person would give it back to the shliach. Mato b'chafisa o b'daluskama im makiro kosher. If the shliach finds a get in a wallet or in a case, and he has a siman that this is his wallet or his case, then he can assume this is the get that he lost, or if he recognizes the get, it is kosher. Now, even though we have said that it is not good enough to recognize the get, he has to have a clear siman that this is his get, that is only if somebody else finds it. But if the shliach finds it, and he is sure this is his get, even if there is no clear siman on the get, he can assume this is the get that he lost, and the get is kosher. Hamevi get v'henicho zaken ochola nois nola v'chefkesh ukaim. A shliach that is bringing a get, and the baal, when the shliach left him, was old or sick, he can give the get to the isha, assuming that the baal is still alive, as rov cholim l'chaim. Most people that are sick will end up living, so he doesn't have to assume that the Baal died before he gave the get. as if the boss died before he gave the get, then it would be too late to give the get. And if the Baal died without children and he had a brother, she would be zakuk liyibam. But now that we assume the Baal is alive, then she is not zakuk to yibam since she received the get. Basi throw hanesua lakoin, v'halach baala lemedina sayom, ocheles betruma b'cheskas shehukain. A Basi throw that is married to a coin and her husband went overseas, she can continue to eat truma, assuming that her Baal is alive. She does not have to be afraid that her Baal died, and if she does not have children from this Baal, then it would be also for her to continue eating truma. Somebody who sends a chatas with a shliach from overseas, and he tells the shliach to bring the chatas to the base of Migdash and bring it for him, the person can give the chatas to the kohanim to bring it on the mizbeach, assuming that the Baal is still alive, as if the Baal had died. We would no longer be able to bring this chatas, but we can assume that he is still alive, and we can bring the chatas.